Have you seen the Wall Street Journal article, Math Horror Show at University of California, San Diego? This was just published on November 25th, and it finds that 1 in 8 of the UC San Diego freshmen have math skills that is below the 7th grade. That's right. You can get into college in California even if you are mathematically illiterate. And why is that the case? Oh, wait, it gets better. Because the GPA, the math GPA of those exact same students that don't even have 7th grade level math, guess what their average high school math GPA was? The answer is A-. That's right. So they, even though they can't do 7th grade math, they got A's all through high school. And then using those A's, they got into college. And then the colleges find out, they can't do any math. So what is going on here? Well, I mean, it's obvious. It's, you know, California, come on, blue cities, blue state, you know, woke idiots, libtards. It's obvious what's going on here. Grade inflation, you know, everyone's a winner. You know, you win for just showing up. You get an A for effort, you know. And this is what's tearing apart Western civilization, or part of it. It's that an entire generation of students are taught that they don't have to get the right answer. All they have to do is be the right, you know, gender or race or subgroup or transgender or whatever. And that's all that matters because, well, that's what the university system works on in California. You get brought in if you're the right color, the right gender, you know, if you're a lesbian, if you're gay, if you're trans, it doesn't matter what your grades are. And then you show up for your first semester of college freshman courses, and it turns out that, you know, you're mathematically illiterate. You can't write, you can't read, you can't do math, but you are sufficiently woke, you know? So obviously the students coming out of these universities are also not very bright, because the university has to slow down for the, you know, the least educated students that are coming in. And this is why America can't compete with countries like China that are graduating all kinds of engineers that are high level in math, you know? And this is also why Asian students are discriminated against in the University of California admissions system. If you're Chinese, Japanese, Korean, etc., you get penalized for being Asian. But if you're woke and retarded, you get accepted for being woke and retarded. Yeah. And that's why our bridges are falling down. Yeah. And that's why Democrats can't do accounting. That's why they believe in magical monetary theory, MMT. That's why they believe in climate change insanity, because they're all illiterate. And this also explains why Democrats and liberals, why they got rid of college entrance exams. They did. Now you know why, because none of their students can pass them, or very few can pass them, because they're mathematically illiterate. You wonder, how does civilization fall? This is it. Wokeism. Anyway, it turns out that I was able to acquire some video of the California university system testing students. That's right. Live action video. I'd like to play that for you now so you get a good look. Check this out.
If you have one bucket that holds 2 gallons and another bucket that holds 5 gallons, how many buckets do you have?
2.
Thank you.
Lord, I wonder what's got the matter. A time,
hey, sir,
time.
This is the White House.
What are we doing at the White House?
What?
It turned out the results of Joe's IQ test had caught the attention of the highest levels of government.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. You got the highest score in history. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Yeah, dumbass. You've been smarter than President Camacho. That's how come he's making you Secretary of Interior.
You know, I think there's been some kind of mistake, because the test I took was real, real easy. I am not the smartest guy in the world. Okay?
So you smart, huh?
You know,
thought your hair would be bigger.
All right. Yeah, that's the great Terry Crews there as Camacho, the president that says that, what was the guy's name in the movie? Not sure, right? That not sure is going to, quote, fix the economy in 1 week. Yeah. That sounds exactly like the way liberals think about economics and the way they pronounce words, too, come to think of it. Now, remember that in the Democrat system, the dumber you are, the higher level you get pushed up to, right? So that's how we ended up with Kamala running for president. Just one of the actual dumbest people that you could ever find in politics. And this is how we also ended up with probably a mathematically illiterate woman on the U.S. Supreme Court. Actually, there's a couple of really low IQ people on the Supreme Court. And yeah, they are the DEI justices. You know who they are. They didn't get there by being smart or having qualifications. They got there because of wokeism. They got appointed because of those qualities. And again, this is how civilizations fall. When you take the dumbest people in society and you put them in the highest positions of authority, look what happens. I mean, look who's running the California university system. You know, woke idiots all the way around. Look who's running the California government. You know, top to bottom, mostly woke idiots. Not 100%, but very large numbers of woke idiots. Now, clearly, if we want to succeed as a nation, we're going to have to remedy this situation. We're going to have a meritocracy. And the admissions process for universities is going to have to choose the most qualified people, not the most woke idiots. And what that means is there's going to be a lot of Asians in the California school system, and that's the way, you know, it should be by merit alone. And I don't care the race or the color of a person. I care that they're qualified, because university resources, which are heavily funded by taxpayers, those resources need to go to the students who are most likely to succeed in those roles, most likely to become engineers that can do things in the real world, you know, like maybe design hypersonic weapons or something, you know, design bridges that don't fall down, advanced materials, rocketry, you know, unit computer science. How about AI science? We need good engineers in America to compete with China and Russia and other countries. Instead, we get the woke idiots at the highest levels, and then we wonder why we're falling behind. Yeah, well, it's because we've gotten away from the meritocracy, and it's time to reverse that. So, you know, boo-hoo to the mathematically illiterate wokesters in California. You don't get into college anymore just from being sufficiently woke. You actually have to know how to do basic algebra, you know, for starters. Can we start with that? Basic logic, basic geometry, basic reading, writing, and arithmetic. Would that be too much to ask? Yeah, in California and Oregon and Washington, yeah, that's too much to ask, because they're morons. You know, in the university system and in the government, they're morons. In the school system, the public schools, they're churning out morons. And the other factor in all of this that's really important is that AI is becoming smarter and smarter every day, while the human students in the woke university system are becoming dumber and dumber every single day. And right now, AI cognition exceeds that of any human. And as soon as AI can handle long-term planning, it's going to replace the... I mean, look, I hear from a lot of people, you know, feel so sorry for the youth. The young people, they can't get jobs because of AI. Well, that may be true in some cases, but in a lot of cases in blue states, they can't get jobs because they're stupid. That's why. Because they floated through school on their gender or something, on their wokeism, and they never learned anything, and the schools never enforced it. The schools let them slide. So that's the reason that they're unemployable, because you can't get a job by just saying, hey, I'll be the office wokester. Huh? You need a wokester? You need someone to just run around being woke, like a transgender Karen running around the office, you know, berating everybody, screaming at white people, you know, whatever. Stop being white. That's not an economically feasible job role. And by the way, last point here is that as of right now, the education system in California is utterly obsolete. It should all be replaced by AI education at this point. Did you know that students learn 5 to 10 times faster when they're instructed by AI rather than instructed by a woke-tard teacher in the California school system? You know that? 5 to 10 times faster, which means that you could do a whole year of coursework in just a few weeks with the help of AI, because AI is personalized to your skills. AI can teach you in different ways. It can adapt and respond to what you need as an individual student, whereas human teachers, despite their goodwill in most cases, they can't personalize the lessons to every single student at the same time because they don't exist as 20 clones in a classroom or however big the classroom is. So AI education will be vastly better than the current teacher education, and that's especially true when so many of the teachers in California are themselves woke idiots. That's right, woke idiots. So you don't learn much from woke idiots except how to be woke and how to be filled with hate toward, you know, white men in particular. That's what wokeism teaches, is a philosophy of hatred and victimization. And that is not going to fly in a competitive global marketplace. The only way for us to succeed as a nation is to, frankly, we should fire all the woke teachers, shut down the whole public education system as it exists today, fire all the unionized teachers, get them all out of there if they're woke, and then have AI come in with individualized lessons for the students, and then fix the student lunch program so that they actually have good nutrition that can enhance cognition and mental focus and stop feeding them sugar all day. And, you know, a few other basic things, and you could revolutionize education in this country. But the woke school administrators, they don't want that. They don't want children to succeed. They just want them to be woke. That's why our country's failing. So the faster any state switches over to AI augmented education, the better off their students are going to be. And remember this, I mean, I went to public school, but that was back in the 80s. We actually had some decent teachers then. And also, you know, I enjoyed learning, enjoyed reading, etc. And that's why I aced 3 out of 4 sections of the college entrance exams. And that's why I got accepted into MIT, but I couldn't go because I couldn't afford it, etc. I mean, even in a public school system, you can still produce smart students who are capable of getting things done. But I was helped with a gifted program in my school district. And I was helped with some very gifted, I had an English teacher that was gifted. I had a science teacher who was fantastic. And, you know, he was teaching college credit courses in high school. So I earned college credit, you know, studying microbiology and genetics and permutations, combinations, all of that in 10th and 11th grades in high school. Today, again, the kids can't even do, like, you know, what is 7 times 3? They don't know. And they get A's. So the problem is we got away from meritocracy and we became, or we started as a culture, we started accepting failure and calling it success. And that's what led us to this point where we have a huge portion of our population that doesn't understand basic economic concepts like compounding interest or national debt or interest on the debt or how home mortgages work, etc. Economic illiteracy, mathematical illiteracy is unbelievably widespread. And that's the fault of the bureaucrats, the school administrators, and the woke-ass teachers who let failure slide. Shame on you. We need to do better. We need to get you out of the way and do better in order to restore this nation. So I'm pro-America. I want America to do well. I want our students to do well. And therefore, I want to replace most of the education system with AI right now. We could start having better results tomorrow. It really is that simple. And every student has to earn their way into college. No freebies, no handouts, no wokeism. You get the scores, you get into the schools. End of story. If we can't do that, we won't make it as a country. It really is that simple. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Check out my AI tools, by the way, at brighteon.ai. And there you can see all of our tools that are available free of charge. And you can ask our AI tools to teach you anything. In fact, we have a new tool that's about to launch called brightlearn.ai that will write a book for you to teach you any subject you want. And it's completely free. So there's no reason, there's no excuse for anybody to not be able to learn anything, because you can generate a book on any topic at zero cost, and you can have it delivered to you via email. And that exists as of tomorrow. We're launching it. So, you know, so there you go. It's a time of incredible abundance combined with incredible stupidity, huh? And each one of us gets to choose the path. Do you want to take the path of abundance, competency, expert level knowledge? It's easy. It's free. Or do you want to take the path of wokeism and stupidity and illiteracy? Well, that's a choice that a lot of people make as well, but it's a choice. So thank you for listening. Check out my tools again, brighteon.ai. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
Mother Nature provides many botanicals for good health. That's why we're offering you 5 liquid extracts and tinctures that are non-GMO, certified organic, and lab-tested for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology. Only at healthrangerstore.com.